So here we go, arts gossip.
Yeah, look.
What have you got?
Look, it's been a busy week, actually, opening in Melbourne, and it's going to continue for at least the next few weeks as well. I thought after the comedy festival we'd have a bit of a break, but no, we're not. So
somebody actually told me that Melbourne has a major event on every week of the
year. That's right. You know, everywhere you look around the city, you know, Federation Square has various multicultural festivals, and Birrung Ma is used for just about everything. And then, well, we've also got the Festival of Sport, you know, with the AFL at the MCG at Docklands. So there is something always happening.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, like Anzac Day, of course, this week. Which is a huge day on many levels, of course, for the obvious reasons. But then that football match, you know, like, is just huge on the day.
And, of course, all the entertainment that that went around with that, with the Birds of Tokyo.
Absolutely. Controversial.
As well. But, look, I think the AFL has to try different things to keep the spectators amused for 3 hours or so.
Although I don't think you have to do anything. That game, everyone, you know, it's a sellout. It's so hard. And I'm Collingwood supporter. I can't get tickets.
I know.
It's so hard to get tickets.
But as long as you don't touch the rabbit terrine. So, you know, all those people that were quite ill after that game.
Now,
so.
It's something that I want to touch on, because it's happened, it was announced since you were on last, is that the NGV, their summer calendar has been launched, and I'm deliriously excited.
Very exciting.
Yes, you know, Keith Haring and Basquiat
together.
Yeah. And as soon as I'd heard that, I was straight onto the phone to David to tell him, have you heard? Because David and I, we'd only just been talking about that a couple of days before, saying, you know, wouldn't it be great to see a Keith Haring exhibition here in Melbourne? And, of course, the NGV granted our wishes.
Yeah. So they must have been listening.
They must.
Because they decided last week.
Yes, I'm sure they just pulled it together within the week. Yeah.
And you know, like, with the NGV, you know they're just going to do something extra special. And the fact is that Melbourne is home to a Keith Haring wall anyway.
Yes, I think it's the only major wall mural in the world that survived.
Because when he knew he had AIDS and was going to die, he started travelling the world to leave a legacy, and I think there's only and it might be not walls, but different pieces of art he's left in certain countries around the world, or that have survived.
There was a fridge that was at the hardware club that he painted. No one seems to know where it is, but if you've got one that looks like a Keith Haring, it's worth a lot of money.
Well, the mural that's over in Fitzroy, or is it Collingwood there?
They call it more Collingwood because it's on the wall of the new Collingwood Arts Precinct.
Yeah, which was the Collingwood
Technical School
when he painted it. But the door, the little doorway that was a hatch to get into the building was stolen many years ago. And when they renovated it, four or five years ago, somebody returned it.
Oh, that's good.
Which was lovely. And that is actually, the door's been taken away again, and it's now going to be part of the exhibition.
It is, because they've actually put a replacement door in there, and the original door is now in storage under lock and key.
Yeah. that's wonderful. That's happening, and we've got to wait until December, but can't wait for that.
I know, which is actually a great segue into the exhibition I saw this week at Melbourne's Museum, which was Revolutions, Records and Rebels, because though the exhibition only focuses on the years 1966 to 71, 72, Andy Warhol, who was also with the likes of Haring and Basquiat during that period, is actually featured in this exhibition. Yep. So, and it's a comprehensive exhibition. It's probably, in my opinion, one of the most striking and stunning exhibitions that have appeared at Melbourne Museum.
Wow.
In the last few years. It is comprehensive.
Yep.
It's come from the Victorian Albert London.
Yep.
And covers everything from the sexual revolution, music, the music festivals, Vietnam. Mm. And there's also parts that pay homage to that era in Australia. You know, like we had our own Woodstock moment with the Sunbury Music Festival in the early 70s.
Yep.
But they go through things like gay liberation and, you know, the clothing. And so there's eras of, you know, Twiggy.
Yeah.
There's a dress there that Twiggy actually wore.
Wow, because she was so iconic. But also the thing that I'm really interested to see is that one of the Beatles, Sergeant Pepper's jackets.
Yes, John Lennon.
Yeah, the John Lennon, the green, which when you look at it up close, it you sort of sit there and go, really? But, you know, it's sort of, the jacket is nearly, what, 3 decades old now.
Yep.
And they have this mock-up of the actual album cover. And it's really, really large. And, and the way they've actually mocked up the album cover in a 3D style.
Yeah, so, quite iconic. So, the colours were very vivid.
And there's also the jacket that John Lennon wore for Imagine, which is in the video clip.
Right. But and his glasses.
And his glasses are there glasses as too. Yeah. And there's a lot goes on about the protest movement, the era, you know, Black Power, the Indigenous referendum that was held in Australia in the mid-60s as well. So it's a very comprehensive exhibition and I would recommend allowing a couple of hours.
Oh, can't wait to see it. Yep.
Which there's so much to see in this exhibition, and full credit to the museum for bringing this exhibition out.
Now, International Jazz Day?
Yes.
What's that about?
This Tuesday, UNESCO has deemed that April 30 is International Jazz Day, and it's actually being launched here in Melbourne.
Mm.
And there's events happening all over the world.
Yeah.
But there's
is there something new?
Yes. Look, it came out of the blue because we're just about to go into the Melbourne Jazz Festival.
Well, the
in a few weeks,
one
and the Stonington
first,
is around as well.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I get this thing saying, oh, it's International Jazz Day on the 30th of April. And Herbie Hancock's one of the ambassadors.
Whoa.
I've got tickets to see Herbie. I'm very excited.
And so there's workshops happening through Melbourne Uni, across the city, but it's culminating on the 30th with this huge concert at Hamer Hall featuring no less than 12 legends of jazz.
Wow.
And I think Mr. Hancock's going to be there as well. And it's been artistically directed by James Morrison.
Yep.
And I should point out that I think it is close to capacity, but they're going to be actually broadcasting the concert live on the Federation Square screen.
Oh, brilliant.
So those
brilliant.
Who can't get tickets to go to Hamer Hall can actually go to
Stand
Federation.
In the cold.
Yeah, sit on the bricks and watch it. But it will also be after that webcast via various outlets. And ABC TV are also doing a highlights package next week too.
Wow. That sounds great.
So, yeah, look. Jazz aficionados will be in their second heaven.
Right, brilliant.
For this.
What about Shakespeare people? You know, like there's a few people around that might like Shakespeare. Is there anything on Shakespeare?
Look, I was very fortunate to go to the opening night of Belle Shakespeare's The Miser, which was a slight departure because The Miser is not a Shakespearean play. It's actually Molière, which was written originally in French in 1668.
Yep.
So this translation by the fantastic Justin Fleming, who previously had done Tartuffe, which I believe Bell did many, many years ago, and has subsequently been done by some of the other theatre companies. But The Miser features legendary John Bell in the lead role. And I was just so amazed the other night. It was a masterclass in stagecraft.
Wow.
Watching John Bell.
So, because how old is he now, do you know?
John would have to be post-70, would say.
Yep.
But just watching him, because the Harpagon is a horrible character.
Yeah.
He's terrible. He's an awful character. But John Bell makes him so likeable.
Right.
And, but I'm also, it's a, Peter Evans, who's directed this, has put together a cast, and it's an ensemble cast, and it's lots of door slamming and comic moments. But I've got to, don't like pointing out different cast members, but Michelle Doak, who played Fascino, was absolutely fantastic on her characterisation. Just had us in stitches all night.
Excellent.
So that's playing at the Fairfax Studio for at least the next week. So
okay, excellent. What's it called again?
The Miser.
The Miser.
So, yeah, if you do like a bit of French farce,
yep.
With a twist, I'm going to say that, because it has been rewritten with Australian idioms in it. It is absolutely fantastic.
And you can see John Bell on stage, which you don't see very often.
Yes, which you don't see very often.
And he's still got it.
And an Indigenous festival just about ready to start?
Yeah, Yirrumbo. Returns this week, starts on Thursday for 10
Now, we
days.
Actually had the artistic director in the studio a couple of weeks ago to talk about the festival. So
yeah, that starts on Thursday for 10 days, First Nations Festival, which is very important.
Yep, and it sounds amazing because on one day they're calling it a blackout. There is events all over Melbourne. On this one particular, you know, like, apart from the general festival. So, you know, like, have a look around, people, because it all sounds fair. You know, like, choirs, Indigenous choirs on the steps of Parliament House.
Yep.
Parliament House.
And look, there's lots of workshops happening. Yep. There's lots of performance also happening, both straight and queer.
Mm.
So go check out the program, because there's just too much to actually sort of point out some favourites, but it's a stunning program, and full credit to Carolyn Martin and her team.
And what's it called again?
Yirrumbo.
Right, and it's sponsored by the City of Melbourne.
City of Melbourne. So
it's you see the posters all over town. I've noticed them in the last couple of days. Now, you were telling us about this library that's down in the Docklands. What?
Look, a City of Melbourne facility. It's been there for a little while, but it's only in the last couple of times I've been down there that really took notice of what actually happens. You know, you think a library is just full of books. Well, this is a three-levelled facility down at the docks, so, you know, sort of South Wharf. It's sort of heading out into the Yarra. And it's got everything. You can go down there, you know, they've got state-of-the-art computers which have all the programs you can imagine. So if you're an animator, as Justin is, he could probably want to go down there if he needed to. Or
I think he wouldn't need to. He's got the equipment.
But yeah, they've got a number of computers, as I said, state of the art.
And
they've got 3D printers down there as well. And if you're wanting to, you know, if you're wanting to do some clothes making or curtain making,
what do you mean?
You know, you can, if you don't have a sewing machine at home, you can actually sign out a sewing machine. Well, you got to do it there. You can't take it away.
Right.
But they run induction classes all these this equipment.
Yeah.
They have keyboards there available if you want to go down and practice music or compose music.
It's diversifying from books, but
it is.
I guess they have
and
to do, don't
they've got other spaces. You know, you can go into another room and they've got table tennis.
Yeah.
Set up and all they got the quiet spaces, and there's a cafe there. And one time I was there, they actually had a harpist there playing during lunch hour.
Wow.
So
whereabouts is it?
South Wharf, sort of library at the dock. So
right.
I'm not sure
if you just Google.
Yeah, if you Google down there, it's sort of, it's basically opposite the Docklands. Sort of, you can look straight across and see the Melbourne Star Ferris wheel.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just this little unique facility.
Okay.
And I think it's one of the little untapped gems of Melbourne, which, you know, I've found it very useful if being in town on days where I have something in the morning and then I've got to kill it a few hours before going to something else. And so I don't have to go home.
Mm.
I found going to the library, you know, book a computer and depending on what you're going to do, you can get a computer for an hour or up to 4 hours.
Mm. And libraries are free. Usually.
And libraries are free, they require you to sign up, but and you don't have to live in the City of Melbourne to actually sign up for it.
Brilliant.
So check it out.
Well, thank you for all that info. How can we find out more about the arts?
Look, you can go visit Australian Arts Review, artsreview.com.au. Yes, and we're busy times.
Brilliant. Well, we'll see you in a fortnight's time.
David.
At the theatre, probably at the theatre somewhere.
Thanks, guys.
Listening to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.